Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Elizabeth Toback is in with us this morning from I Care About Kids. I want to talk about a parenting class as we get started with the new school year. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
This is a good time of the year, I suppose, when you start thinking about back to school now that everybody's getting back into session again to talk about the different types of parenting issues.
Yes.
Yeah. You have a class that's getting going here next week.
Right. It's one evening next week.
It's just a one evening course.
Right.
That's a lot easier for folks.
Yes. It's hard to get them to come to three or four sessions, but this is a one night class just about getting ready for school to start.
Is this any different than some of the courses that you've taught before that have been maybe three or four different sessions?
This is active parenting.
Okay.
It's a sixth session class. But we have the option. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. And we decided to just pull session six, which is school success, and work on that. Because for parents to commit to any more than two or three classes, you don't get it. But this one class every day, I make it fun, fast, and we're out there.
Yeah, it gets tough once school year starts again to try to get parents to commit to several sessions like that. They're torn in so many different ways already, chasing their kids around to athletic and activities and all kinds of things going on. So Active Parenting for School Success is the name of this course, as you just mentioned. So what will folks learn when they come to this particular session?
Well, it's a new class, as I mentioned, and it's video discussion based. So there's videos, short clip videos. And we talk about seven smart things to help your child to go to school. The first one is show up and show support. Go to those parent conferences, email back and forth with the teacher, show them that you're really supporting what they're trying to do. And then also get to know your teacher and encourage them. Often we remember teachers at Christmas and maybe the end of the school year, but how nice would be to, just send them a letter of encouragement, a letter of thanking them. That is so important, I feel.
Yeah. In any situation, it's good to know your child's teacher. But in a small town, there's really almost no excuse for not knowing them.
Exactly. And then we talk about making learning a family priority, where the TV is shut off and all everybody is reading and studying. This is a good time for you to read the newspaper, magazine, or book yourself. The children that you take learning seriously as a family. And then we spend some time about how to help your child settle down and do that homework and the supports that you can give them for that. And then we talk about reading. Reading to your child and asking questions about what you read, or have them read to you and asking questions.
Helping them to comprehend what they've been reading, really,
yes,
right?
Yes. And then they want you to filter your child's media. You're never going to be able to keep all of the stuff away from them, but know where they are. Have the computer so into the public place, and check where they've been. And finally, we talk about your school's discipline policy. And supporting that is very important. So that is in a nutshell. We talk a little bit about having a successful parent family meeting where everybody has a vote and can share. It's a fun activity that you can do as a family. So that's basically the class. 1.5 hours, probably a third of that is video, another third is discussion activities, and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be tough, trying to figure out how to hold a family meeting. Most of us don't like to do meetings at work. How tough is it to sit down in a family setting and try to get something accomplished, you know, in a family meeting type setting? But it's important to have that back and forth.
Yes, and we talk about, you know, that we want our children to feel like they can tell us anything. And the older they get, the more we want them to tell. And we don't necessarily, we want to make sure that they know they can come and talk to us about anything. So that you keep that door open all the time. Mm-hmm. If you start young and they tell you things, it's going to be easier when the hard things like alcohol and drugs come into place.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You get to a point in a child's life where all of a sudden you get bigger issues other than just are you getting your homework done.
Right.
You have to get that line of communication started early. Otherwise, it's tough later on.
Yes. And if they know you're listening and you care, and if you can hold back from being angry but being understanding and just really tell them how much you appreciate that they shared that with you, just keep them that door open as long as you can.
Yeah, it's amazing the response you get from people, whether it's your children or other folks, when you show them that you really are listening, you really do care about their opinions and what they think.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good. Who should attend something like this? Is this just for people who have young children?
I'm going to say pre-K through 7th, 8th grade.
So really for elementary school, junior high school students,
yes.
The parents of.
Parents of.
This isn't for the kids. This is for the parents.
This is the parents.
You bet. Now, this will be held where?
It'll be at the United Church of Christ. On Hazel Street,
okay.
1607 Hazel.
Okay, United Church of Christ, and that's on Tuesday, August 30th. How long will the session last?
Well, from 6 to 6:30, we'll have pizza and pop, and from 6:30 to 8, we'll have the class.
Okay, so they get dinner, too.
They get dinner.
Perfect. Now, are you getting some assistance with this?
Yes. Cass County Board of Supervisors has been paid. Had been sponsoring classes for I Care About Kids for about 10 years. But we wanted to add a little bit more to this class, so Thrive Financial also is funding and helping pay for the pizza, the pop, the school supplies. Each parent can pick two or three things out of my backpack that they'd like to have. So, and there is no cost for this at all. Just come and enjoy.
So I get some food, some pizza and pop. They're going to get the handouts, of course, to go along with the course.
Yes.
And then they're also going to get some supplies along with that.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. So we appreciate the support of the Cass County Board of Supervisors and Thrivent Financial for allowing some of those things to happen then.
Yes.
Very good. Yes. Elizabeth, how long have you been involved in I Care About Kids? You've been teaching courses for quite some time, haven't you?
I started in 1995.
Okay, so it's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while. You've seen a lot of parents come through.
I have.
Do you get good response from folks later when you run into them from some of the things
yes.
that they learned?
Yes. If they come to my class and they run into me, you know, they'll tell me that this really worked. Yeah, positive, lots of positives.
Very good. Well, it's not like necessarily everything you need to take away and put into your life and situation. If you can just take a few things away that can help enhance maybe what you're already doing, that's a success.
I love what one of my friends said. Use what you can. And can the rest.
Absolutely. Very good.
So if you only take away one or two things from the program, that's one or two new things that you can put in your toolbox.
You bet. How do they register?
They need to call me at my number. My home is 712-762-3159. My cell is 712-250-1092.
Okay, very good. Now, would teachers benefit from this as well?
I have a couple of elementary teachers that have come to the class. The principal at CAM South, Larry Hunt, he attended last year when I did it in Messina, and he was really on board with it. And so my hope is that someday it'll just be he was really excited. He really liked the material.
Well, if some of these tips for helping children out at home can help make them better students in the classroom, then yeah, schools, I'm sure, would be just on board with anything like that.
Yes.
Very good. Let me give them the particulars once again. Yes. It's, again, the date is Tuesday, August 30th. They'll have a light dinner with some pizza and some pop from 6 to 6:30, and then the seminar is 6:30 to 8 p.m., and that'll be at the United Church of Christ. They're located at 1607 Hazel Street here in Atlantic. And again, to register, you can just call Elizabeth, and the phone number is 712-762-3159, 712-250-1092. And if you didn't catch those numbers here on the air, give us a call here at the station. We'd be happy to share that information with you so you can find out more and see if this is something that would be right for you. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. Hope to see lots of parents there on the 30th.